Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Here's to many beginnings. Tonight, week five of the NFL season begins. The Indianapolis Colts versus the Denver Broncos. I have a dilemma I want to present. Tomorrow, the MLB playoffs begin. We will get a look at who the Astros will face less than a week from today. Will it be the Toronto Blue Jays, who make you feel old as balls as you watch Craig Biggio's son, Dante Bichette's son, Vlad Guerrero's son, and all these young cats make you feel old?
All these young cats.
Or will it be the Seattle Mariners? Those pesky Seattle Mariners in the postseason for the first time in 21 years. Baseball playoffs tomorrow. We got a four-piece combo, not a two-piece. Four-piece combo tomorrow. That's usually chicken tenders. They don't have four-piece chicken. It's usually two or three-piece.
That's the Caniac combo.
With our two-piece classic
six,
combo.
Sir. Get with the times, John.
No, I know it's six, but it's more Caniac combo.
Caniac six.
Yeah.
With the toast.
Yep.
Coleslaw. All that. But yeah, we're gonna get some postseason tomorrow. We're gonna get some NFL today. There's a lot going on that we will get into. I didn't know that I should have known. I just haven't paid much attention to that side of things because the Astros are at the top waiting. I bet there are some owners that if you got them in private and you ask them, would you rather be one of the top two teams in the AL or one of the bottom four? They would probably tell you that they would rather be one of the third best team or the fifth, because those teams get every single game of the series.
Yeah.
There's no getting on a plane.
Yep.
All three games.
You always forget that, right? It's only been a couple of years.
Of the series are going to be in Toronto, or all three games are going to be with the Mets.
That's so cool. I like that. I actually do. I think that's going to be pretty dang cool.
The Colts tonight, they're taking on the Denver Broncos. I find myself in a bit of a dilemma because I want the Colts to stink. I want there to be a possibility that Jim Irsay makes a crazy decision. He decides to fire Frank Reich. He decides to fire Chris Ballard. We know he was upset with the way stuff ended last year. Not looking too good for the Indianapolis Colts at the moment. But I do have to remind myself that I don't want them to stink too bad, because part of the entire Colts history and the reason the Colts are what they are right now is because they've lucked in
twice
to having the number one overall pick. Now, the Andrew Luck number one pick did not go according to plan.
Big strong man, man.
You had some good times, but they abruptly ended at the age of 29, in large part because of your incompetence as an organization. But you did have Andrew Luck. You went to a couple of AFC championship games, and you lucked into that after you had Peyton Manning. The one year he happens to get hurt happens to be the year that Andrew Luck is there. So as I watch the Indianapolis Colts, I start thinking about who are the Texans competing with when it comes to getting the number one spot. I don't know if it's possible for the Colts to, but I don't think it's impossible with the way that they've been playing, especially if Jonathan Taylor's going to be hurt and especially if Darius Leonard's going to keep missing football games. So while I find myself rooting against the Colts, I don't want the Colts to be too bad. And quite frankly, I don't even want the Colts to be in the top 10 of the draft. So I want the Colts to win 6-7 games, something like that, to where they're in the middle, because I don't even want them to possibly luck into one of these young quarterbacks in the draft. So I'll be rooting against the Colts, but if they win, it's all right too. I just want them to be mediocre. I want them to be on that mediocre treadmill that we all fear during a rebuild.
If you're a Texans fan, you kind of want them to be a little less than mediocre, and you want Jim Irsay to get crazy mad. Because I think, and I'm pretty sure you think, that Chris Ballard is a good general manager and Frank Reich is a good coach. But you want to go ahead and let Chris, you want them to be hasty and get rid of those guys, because that'll hurt the team and that'll help the Texans. The draft status, I'm with you. I don't think they'll be so bad that they'll be in the top two. But if they're bad enough that Jim Irsay does something dumb, because it would be dumb, I think. I don't know what you do, but I think it'd be dumb to fire Ballard and Irsay. They've had some bad
Ballard
stuff.
Ballard and Reich.
Ballard and Reich, because they've had some bad stuff, bad breaks happen, and especially this year.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. The Jacksonville Jaguars, we're going to ask the question in a sec, like, are they where the Texans want to be? Are they there? Zay Jones, the wide receiver for the Jags, he did a hell of a job trying to sell the Houston Texans. Listen to this. My goodness.
He did.
You want to feel good about the Texans? Zay Jones has got your back.
This is a high effort, high speed, and what's the word? What's the word I want to use to describe it? They're like, I don't want to just say fly around, like a tenacious type group. I think they play collectively well together. When you turn on the tape, there's not a whole lot of guys that are lackadaisical or taking plays off. I've had experience of playing with Jerry Hughes in Buffalo. I've always thought very highly of him. I thought he's a phenomenal player. Jerry's had a motor, and so I know if that's a person they bring in who's a leader for them, I'm sure he, as well as Lovie, are instilling that in their D-line. You know, I know Christian Kirksey, linebacker, I think he's a great player, works very hard, back in a little bit young, but those guys are still ballers as well. They're good players. So I don't really feel like their record displays the type of talent that they have. Sometimes teams get bad shakes and, you know, games didn't fall their way, but I don't think this is a group that we can take very lightly at all. I feel as though they have the weapons to just do something special.
Alright, there you go.
There's a lot going on there. First of all, it seems as if, you know, how many statues are they going to build of the Texans here out of those guys? And secondly, what struck me is, like, this is the Jacksonville Jaguars kind of patting you on the head and hoping that they don't take you too lightly. The Jaguars. That's what, like, I'm like, wait a minute.
You think we've already gotten there to where the Jags are just patting the Texans on the head? Is it there?
What did that sound like to you?
It sounded like a guy who... just another athlete who's just throwing out cliches and saying stuff.
But he's like, we can't take him too lightly.
Well, they can't. They are the Jags. But have they gotten to the, like, pat the head?
That's what it sounded like to me. I mean, it's like, yeah, they're tenacious. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, okay. Tenacious. It's just, I know there's a lot of cliches in every NFL game. The players trade those back and forth. But I was listening to this and I was going, man. That the Jaguars are trying to talk themselves into being fired up for this one?
It's an interesting week in the AFC South. Jacksonville could improve to 3-2. You have the Colts tonight against the Broncos. They could get in the mix. And then the Titans are at Washington against the Commanders. Titans up to 2-2. This could end up being, I mean, if the Colts win today, I mean, it could just basically be everybody but the Texans in the mix. And that was why the game against Chicago was so important if you're just talking about this year.
Yeah.
But it's a very, very interesting week in the AFC South. And it feels like, regardless of what the result is, the team that probably feels the best about itself a year from now is Jacksonville, because they know who their quarterback's going to be. They know who their young core guys are going to be. And in Indianapolis, you got to think they're going to be looking for a quarterback again. Tennessee's going to have to make a decision on Ryan Tannehill, and the Texans will probably be in the market for a quarterback. So even if the Jags aren't the favorite in the AFC South this year, the Jags right now, when it comes to a rebuild, they feel as good as they could possibly, as a team could possibly feel, and they probably feel better than anyone. Although if the Texans get the right guy in the draft and you get a guy like a Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Levis, whoever you want, maybe it won't be too long for you to catch up to Jacksonville. Like it feels weird saying that because you've been chasing the Tennessee Titans to begin an AFC Championship game, one seed. But this team that the Texans are facing on Sunday, this is the team they're chasing. And it's crazy to say that because the Jags have been the butt crack of the AFC South for a long time. They've been rock bottom, and now it's kind of where you're trying to get, and it doesn't seem like a huge, huge, huge leap, assuming that you get the quarterback next year and you get to draft your guy.
Here's the thing. If you talk about long-term stability in the AFC South, the Jaguars are number one, believe it or not. Because Ryan Tannehill,
I think it's close.
Ryan Tannehill, who knows what he's. I would say number two is Tennessee because of Vrabel. I think he's pretty, you know, stable. There's long term stability there, but you never know if he has a couple of bad years. But the quarterback situation is fluid in Tennessee. Who knows how many more years, you know, Derrick Henry can play like that. Texans, there's not a lot of long term stability. We know, you know, we question already whether Lovie Smith is going to be able to be here next year, much less 2 years from now, and Davis Mills, etc. And then there's the Colts should be one of the more stable long-term teams, but they're one of the most unstable in this division. And the Jaguars are it.
And it's all about the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Colts are kind of in a weird spot where they're on that mediocre treadmill. I find myself being okay with losing games, and this was something that I completely tried to avoid, but I'm okay with it. And also, I think The Athletic today, they put out an all-rookie team. You have four guys on there for the Texans. Four guys. Petrie, Stingley, Green, and Pierce. You have four guys. And those are four guys that Nick Caserio selected early. And you have a guy returning to the practice field in Christian Harris. So if you look at the upcoming drafts the next couple of years, if the Texans, with two first-round picks the next couple of years, can stockpile talent like it appears they've stockpiled talent with the premium picks right now, might be there pretty soon. We might be looking at, assuming that things go well, two of the best teams in the AFC South.
And that's what kind of captures our imagination right now, is the rookies like that and other young players. And that's what gives you some sense of hope, even though there is that instability in certain areas with this team. It's those young guys and what they're doing.
Do you think the Indianapolis Colts are going to continue to do this veteran thing? They've done it for 5 years now. It hasn't worked. Are the Indianapolis Colts just going to be all in, desperate, willing to trade for a quarterback in this next draft? Because they got to be getting tired of kicking the tires on guys and going to retirement homes and bringing in the Phillip Rivers, the Carson Wentz, the Matt Ryans. I don't think Jim Irsay is crazy enough to fire those two guys, because I think these two guys would get hired at the snap of a finger. As a matter of fact, if Jim Irsay is dumb enough to fire Frank Reich, I would not mind Nick Caserio bringing in Frank Reich. I think Frank Reich would be able to do a pretty good job here.
I totally agree.
But at some point, they got to at least change what they're doing, don't they? I wonder if the Indianapolis Colts are going to be a team that is competing with the Texans for the number one pick. Now, if you have for a quarterback, like if you have the number one overall pick and you're the Texans, then so be it. But I got to think that Indianapolis is going to be one of the teams trying to make a phone call and trying to fall in love with one of these guys. You have to eventually. You can't keep doing what you're doing. You're wasting a lot of good work, quite honestly.
You're wasting time.
They've done a good job finding guys, building, etc. You can't keep doing this. Like, they can't be in the market for, like, Jimmy Garoppolo, Baker Mayfield, some of these veterans next year. Indianapolis at some point is going to have to – they're going to have to change what they're doing. And I do believe that they're going to be in the market for – even if they're not in the top five, top ten of the draft, they're going to be trying to get a young guy.
They almost got – they were too good too soon almost, because they got to the point where they're like, well – we've got some really good talent, you know, Leonard and some of the linemen and et cetera. We can't just, you know, bring in a rookie quarterback and start developing them. So they brought in one veteran and then another veteran and then another veteran. and none of them have worked out so far. And Matt Ryan, it's still relatively early. We'll see. But, you know, tonight's a big night for them.
I don't think they got too good too soon. I think their quarterback just abruptly retired. I think the there's a good chance that the Indianapolis Colts, I mean, they were heading exactly where they wanted to go. Their quarterback just abruptly retired at the age of 29.
No, I agree with that. But that was step one. And once he retired, step two is like, do we bring in a young quarterback? And they were almost too good around the position to bring in a young quarterback. But now they're wasting those years because they've tried veteran after veteran after veteran, and it hadn't worked.
I am intrigued to see what Jim Irsay will do.
I think tonight is big for the Colts.
Tonight is a national TV game. The Denver Broncos, they got problems of their own. You should hear their media talk about Hackett. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Getting jumped on like a damn trampoline. Insane how they talk about him. And then the Indianapolis Colts, they are where they are. No Jonathan Taylor. Sorry to all you people who drafted him number one. Goodness gracious, that sucks.
Yeah.
Almost got to be out of the business of drafting running backs number one in fantasy at this point.
Well, I was.
This is rough.
I'm proud of myself. As long as Cooper Kupp stays healthy.
This is really, really rough.
Yeah, it is. But they, if it goes off the rails for the Colts tonight, boy, you know, it's going to get ugly real
fast.
What's
off the rails to you?
Well, just a bad loss, or even just a loss for that matter. You know, to be at that point right now, after all the expectations and another quarterback, they're going to get the here we go again thing going.
And I think they're going to have an owner that's going to get aggressive.
Yeah.
And it might be Bob McNair-like, where Bob McNair goes to Rick Smith and says, get me a quarterback. I don't give a damn what you got to do.
Yeah.
And you end up with Brock Osweiler. That's what I mean. It's going to be the owner stepping in saying, get something done. Figure it out. Get me Brock.
They can make a trade in the draft.
Yeah.
Jump in the top five somewhere.
If the Texans had the Browns pick and the Browns were at seven and the Texans picked their quarterback at the top of the draft, would you trade with the Colts for a quarterback?
They would not. We already know that because they excluded the Colts.
But what if you don't like Will Levis? Like, what if you think you got the better guy? Like, if the Texans have their draft board, and let's say the Texans have the number one pick and the number seven pick with Cleveland. Let's just say, best case, Cleveland sucks. Texans draft Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or whoever they like. The next guy goes, and the Indianapolis Colts, they're offering you a couple of first-round picks, maybe another second, to jump up to seven. Why do you not make that trade? Because you obviously don't think this quarterback's as good as the one you got. You had your crack at these guys. So it's not like you're trading them to Deshaun Watson, who you know is a franchise guy.
Yeah.
You had your crack at this guy. So if he's number three or number four on your board and the Colts are going to give you a ransom for that, why would you not make that trade?
I would.
I would do it.
I would absolutely.
I would do it.
I'm on the record. I said during Deshaun.
I'd send a limousine.
During the Deshaun thing, I said I would make that trade. I like general managers that have more confidence in themselves, that they think, we're getting it right. You can have this pick because
they just rolling the dice too.
Yeah,
so
we're going to beat your ass anyway.
And you had the chance. Like you had. It's not like, I don't want to trade this guy there. You actually had the chance to evaluate him.
Yeah.
So you don't like him. So trade with the Indianapolis Colts if you're
that said, they won't.
EA Sports.
They've already kind of tipped their hand.
EA Sports becoming a theme.
Because the Colts were interested
EA
in they said,
Sports.
No, that was Deshaun. That's a different situation.
I know. I get it.
And the Colts only had two first-round picks. So I don't think it's close. They'll have their full first-round picks this year.
I'm
and it's
just
not
saying,
Deshaun.
I don't think they would do it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, are the Jags where the Texans are trying to get? And if so, how and why? Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Troy Harrison going to join us straight off the practice field. Interesting guy. I got some nugs for him. Let's just say his home life might be more interesting than Jalen Petrie's, who lives at home with his parents. So we'll get into that, as well as some of his hobbies that he's picked up during his rookie season, playing an extinct position of fullback. Texans, Jags, Sunday at NRG. Pregame gets you started at 9 with Sean and Seth, presented by Modelo. Then we got the call. Then we got the postgame with Sean and Clint right here on the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 610. Are the Jags where the Texans are trying to get? Is it too soon in the Jags process, coming off being the worst team in the league and at 2-2? Is it too soon to say that they're there? And if they are, how and why have they gotten there as the Texans try to get to that point?
It's probably too soon to say they're there, you know, just because it's too soon in the season. But, man, they're showing some signs of being exactly what the Texans want to be. And I think in a weird way, because clearly Urban Meyer was more accomplished as a head coach than David Culley, but clearly he made for a dysfunctional NFL situation. So in a weird way, they were as dysfunctional as the Texans were last year for different reasons. Culley, because everything just seemed to be too much for him. Urban Meyer, because he was just kind of a, I don't know what you would describe it, but he was just wrong for that job and an ogre, you know. But similarly, they were dysfunctional for those teams. In 1 year, you bring in an offensive, really progressive thinking, innovative mind that settles down the locker room, gathers the players, gets the players to support him, behind him, and all that. And then starts working on the most important position on the team, that quarterback. And Trevor Lawrence, despite some struggles this last week, but he was strip sacked a couple of times, et cetera, he's making vast strides. And he's turning other players on the offense into, like, really, really, important pieces. I never thought Christian Kirk could be a number one receiver, but he is.
That was a very, very mocked.
Yeah.
Signing in the offseason.
He's transformed Trevor Lawrence. And then the big thing, that is a word that's used around here a lot, is there's a culture now in Jacksonville that seems to be headed in the right direction. I was listening to some stuff after their loss to the Commanders, and they were like, "Oh no, this is cool. We got this. We understand what we are and how good we're going to be." And I'm like, wow, he has transformed that thing in 1 year. So yes, the signs are there. That in 1 year's time, the Jaguars got what the Texans need.
Christian Kirk has established himself as a home run threat. He has as many catches as Brandon Cooks. He has 20. They both have 20 catches, but Christian Kirk has 327 yards. Brandon Cooks has 215. You can connect that to the quarterback. The Jags are where the Texans want to be. I don't think it's a long, 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 long haul to get there. I think you draft the right quarterback, you continue to draft young guys, and you have the right coach, I think you're going to be good. But the reasons why the Jags are there where the Texans are trying to get, there's really four reasons. Number one, they sucked for a long time.
Yeah.
So they had their draft picks. They didn't have football idiots like Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien overseeing things and completely stripping away the future of things. So they sucked for a long time. The most important thing, number two, is they got their quarterback. They got Trevor Lawrence. They feel good about him. Who knows what he's going to end up being, but they feel good about him, and they got their quarterback. Number three was cap space. We can talk about Christian Kirk, but they had cap space. They were able to what many people considered overpay for Christian Kirk, and they brought him in, and they were bringing guys in, so they had cap space. And number four, this one, there's kind of like two ways of looking at this. I think they got the right coach, but I also think they benefited from sucking so bad and making such a dumb decision that they were able to get that right coach. Mm-hmm. And I'll explain that this way. Like Urban Meyer, I thought Urban Meyer was going to be a good coach. If Urban Meyer had been a mediocre coach, even if he had been bad instead of god-awful, historically bad, there's a chance Urban Meyer's still there with the Jags, and he's still there, yeah. And they're not on the right track. The fact that they made such a bad decision with Urban Meyer, and again, this is hindsight because many of us thought that Urban Meyer would be good, but the fact he was as bad as he was and as terrible as he was, it allowed them to get the right guy, because if Urban Meyer wins four games last year and he doesn't end up playing Twister with a girl in the middle of a college bar while the team is flying back, then Urban Meyer's probably back, and they're not on the right track. So they almost benefited from making one of the dumber hires in NFL history to where they're able to get on track. Because they could have thrown Trevor Lawrence off a couple of years with Urban Meyer, but he was so bad that they were able to get Doug Peterson, and they got the right guy now, it seems.
I think they do. I think it does seem that way, but I think they do. And the job that he did, I mean, Trevor Lawrence's brain had to be scrambled. He had to be like, what is going on? Is this how it's going to be in the NFL? When Urban Meyer messed everything up. So Peterson comes in, calming influence, you know, smart guy, gets him going, focuses on Trevor Lawrence. I think that alone is a turnaround, and it's a lesson for the Texans. That you got to have the right guy. I don't know how big you are on a offensive-minded head coach versus a defensive-minded head coach when you draft a quarterback. We've talked about that a little bit. But I think in this case, they needed that head coach for Trevor Lawrence, that kind of head coach.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I think they're on the right track. I think Jacksonville is going to be be good.
You know, they're the Vegas favorites now.
To win this division.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and I'm a little bit surprised, but I'm not overly shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I thought last year with a competent coach, they could have been a lot better than they were.
Mm-hmm.
What is a lot better? I don't know. They're the worst team in the league. So they could have been like middle of the road. And again, that's another great thing. They got the number one pick, and they got a guy that they feel is going to be a Pro Bowl caliber guy in Walker on their team now, because they suck so bad. So Urban Meyer really kind of did them a favor.
Yeah.
He did them a favor. He got them
in a weird way.
He got them all they were picking at the top of the draft in every single round last year. And now they got Doug Peterson. Speaking of which, this is Doug Peterson talking about the Texans leading up to this game. What the former Eagles coach, now Jags coach, thinks about the Houston Texans.
You know, Houston, when you look at Houston too, I mean, this team, you know, their win-loss record may not be what they think it should be or where it should be, but this is a good football team. They're really aggressive defensively. They're young. They fly around. They've got some top draft picks over there. They went out and got some quality free agents. And, you know, it's a group that, you know, you better come ready to play. And offensively, might be young in some spots, quarterback being one of them, you know, and just being able to handle that.
It's going to be an interesting battle. The thing that I'm watching the most is just what the Jags front seven looks like, because that is going to be a very big challenge for the Texans offensive line. And the offensive line has been okay at times. There have been like kind of like some brain farts of sorts, although I think they've been okay. But that front seven with Jacksonville, it's going to be wild. It's going to be a battle, and we'll see what happens with Trevor Lawrence. Did turn the ball over five times last week. It was in Philadelphia, though. I think Philadelphia is one of the better teams in the NFL. So it's going to be it's like a matchup we haven't seen in a long time, where the Texans have whooped up on the Jags even when they haven't been very good. But now the Jags, they ain't the same. And if you don't believe me, listen to Texans wide receiver Brandon Cooks. This is what Brandon Cooks had to say about the Jags.
I don't necessarily think about the past when you see this Jacksonville Jaguar and you turn on the film. You know, they're already showing that they're a completely different team in a good way.
Yeah, very much so. Or a bad way for
the Texans win streak that is kind of sticking in the Jags' craw as well. If anything can stick in your craw.
What's a craw?
An not exactly sure what a craw is. I should know, but I've always
wondered that.
I know the saying.
Some of these sayings, I don't even know what they mean. Sometimes I feel guilty, but I have no idea what a craw is.
As I was saying it, I knew you were going to ask.
Biggie, do you know what a craw is?
I do not know. That sounds like something Clint Sterner would say.
Sticking in their craw.
713-572-4610. What is a craw?
Yeah.
Help us out.
Here it is. Where? Let's see. Sticking one's gizzard or gullet, your craw.
What's a gizzard or gullet?
Like your guts.
Okay.
Sticking in their guts is basically what it's saying.
Sticking in the guts.
Sticking in my craw. Yeah, okay. I never knew that.
Okay. Let's talk about
anything sticking in your craw?
I don't think so. Let's talk about the most interesting, one of the most interesting Houston Texans. We've talked about Jalen Petrie living at home with his parents. Troy Harrison. Fullback for the Houston Texans, actually did his first radio interview with us a couple of weeks ago. He's going to join the show, and if you thought Jalen Petrie's home life was interesting, wait till you hear what Troy Harrison's been up to next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, fullback Troy Harrison about to join the show. Very interesting story, interesting path to the NFL. Walk-on, undersized D lineman. Now he's a fullback for the Texans, a position that really some teams don't even use. He's been playing, he's been blocking well, and we'll talk to him. There's some interesting nugs about him that you won't want to miss. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, talking about the start of Week 5 today. Indianapolis Colts kicking it off against the Denver Broncos. And then, of course, Texans Jags on Sunday. Lost art of the fullback. I wonder if more teams are going to start using fullbacks or if these things are just going to continue to be extinct. Because they can be effective. Juszczyk for the 49ers is a freak show.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a next level thing. Texans use the fullback. Sometimes they don't. It's interesting when they pick and choose to use the fullback. Hasn't been like a real consistent part of the offense, although I don't expect it to, but Troy Harrison's done a pretty good job. He's one of the guys that, for whatever reason, media types go around in the locker room.
He's a great story, and obviously doing a great job, and we're going to talk to him about that in just a minute. But how successful is a team with a fullback going to be in the next few years? Because everything is a trend in the NFL. And, like, you know, because, you know, if a fullback leads, you know, is part of a team that goes a long way consistently, then all of a sudden more teams are going to have a fullback. But what he's done, it's hard to really illustrate how difficult it must have been for him to go from where he was at Central Michigan to a starting fullback in the NFL, playing at a very high level. I mean, that's a great accomplishment just to make the team.
Yeah, just to make the squad, to make the practice squad, quite honestly. I mean, but he's active and he's out there, and we'll talk to him in a sec. Another rookie doing his thing. Texans rookies getting honored, at least by The Athletic. I don't think they get, like, trophies for it, but four guys on the all-rookie team, and you got a rookie back on the field. So that's really what matters the most. We can talk about Rex Burkhead. We can talk about, you know, some of the disappointing things that have happened, but how the rookies perform is going to be the most relevant thing, especially when you factor in the drafts like you had this past season. That it's the exact same thing you're going to have and even more the next 2 years. So if they continue to draft well, Nick Caserio, Scout Goodhair, and his entire staff, then be on the right track.
And not only scout well for draft purposes, which is what we're really following, and those are the players you're talking about that, you know, kind of four players to watch on the all-rookie team that The Athletic put together, but guys like Hairston. You know, guys like that, you know, are going to be able to come in, and you have to scout those guys. You have to be able to project what they can be in the league and then have it translate on the field. You know, those are the pieces that really make out a roster.
And you beat out a guy that many thought was one of the better fullbacks in the NFL in Cleveland. Your boy, whatever, I don't even remember his name anymore, but, yeah, he's gone, and he beat him out. So we'll talk to him. Texans versus the Jags on Sunday. We're going to get into John Lopez has a list, and I think this is an interesting list because he says he can't relate to it, but I'm kind of feeling like he might be able to.
As I was writing this to you, I knew what was coming.
Lopez has a list of why it stinks to be rich.
And indeed. I said, I have no idea, but it must stink.
Pretty in-depth list.
I said, it must stink to be rich for these reasons. But I knew you were going to turn it into, well, you would know. but it has to do with something that happened that we all saw. That is a joke. And I just.
You're talking about the fan filing a police report after running onto the field with a smoke bomb coming out of his pocket and getting tackled by Bobby Wagner.
And he's filing a police report against Bobby Wagner.
Yes, he is.
For breaking the law himself. Yes, I mean, he did break the law.
Yes, he is.
He absolutely did.
Quite honestly, I wish he would have gotten grounded and pounded.
Yeah, and now he's filing. And so it came to mind.
Nate Diaz style.
It came to mind. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's talk to Troy Hairston, Texans fullback, joins us now. Troy, how you doing? Landry Locker, John Lopez. We had you last time. It was your first radio interview. Is this your second now?
Yeah.
Is this the second, too?
This is the second, and just as nervous. So.
No, you're good, man. You're good. Now you're kind of a vet. You've played a few games, and I wanted to ask you about some stuff. I'm trying to keep up, and I'm a nickname guy. But between Pierce calling you T-Roy and LT calling you Bam Bam, what is your nickname? I can't keep up. There's like 100 nicknames that I hear that you have from the locker room.
It's usually those two, but when coaches refer to me, it's usually Bam Bam.
Okay, Bam Bam. Why Bam Bam?
Because I like the hit. I like the contact. So.
Bam Bam is a great nickname. I'd go with that for sure. Hey, listen, you know, we all saw – the Damian Pierce touchdown. and your block and O.J. Howard, I mean, those were so huge. That had to have been one of the moments, because you could tell, I'm sure, that maybe things could start to change with that run, but one of those moments that's kind of solidified yourself, was it one of those moments that kind of solidified you into like, man, I can do this job at a high level? Was it one of those types of things?
It was less about me and more about the dude running the ball behind me. For me, it's a big thing to have to be trusted and to be counted on. And I knew that Pierce was counting on my block to do what he had to do and run that ball. And that dude run the ball hard. So whatever I had to do to open up whatever hole or however many yards he needed to get, I was going to do it. So,
Troy, I know that you're used to the contact. I know it's a different kind of contact at fullback. But I'm assuming it's kind of second nature for you to do that. How nervous were you, though? And I kind of thought that like, if you, like, a few games from now, you would have caught this and turned up field a little bit more. But how nervous were you when you caught that first pass? It ended up going for 5 yards. Looked like you kind of, maybe if y'all connected better, could have gone up the field. But how nerve-wracking was that, having to catch a pass in an NFL game?
Man, it was in slow motion. It was very nerve-wracking. You see, I slipped on the play.
Yeah, you slipped. You look like, hey, you look like a fullback. You look like a fullback catching the ball.
Yeah,
which is
good.
Yeah,
exactly. I came straight to the sideline. I'm like, could I have got more yards? Could I have got more yards? But they was like, it's cool. You did your job. Now let's just move on to the next play.
Now, I've heard this. We talked to Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie's living with his parents, which I think is awesome. I think that's a smart decision. I heard your dad is staying with you, and you guys got air mattresses. Who's sleeping on the air mattress?
No, so it's not air mattresses, but we had spring memory foam mattresses on the floor.
Okay.
Well, those are comfortable. So
I mean, it's whatever I needed, I got in that moment. Moving is kind of – it's kind of tough and it can be annoying. So me and him just kind of slept on mattresses on the floor for a while. We had lawn chairs in my room and a TV in the front so we could just watch TV.
Now, do you get first dibs on the best mattress since you're the NFL guy? Usually you got to give it to Pops, but you got to get your rest. So who gets the better mattress?
Oh, yeah, it's my turn to be selfish. So I ain't going to lie. I got to get the better mattress.
Hey, I think this is correct. Your dad's a former Detroit cop or is a current Detroit cop?
Former.
That had to have been wild growing up with a police officer as your dad. I mean, you just have to, like, you always had to be, like, on your P's and Q's, as they say, huh?
Oh, yeah. Everything had to be very to his, like, it had to be straight. Like, I couldn't do certain things wrong. Like, I had to make sure, like, I was on top of all my stuff, school. I wasn't out doing something I wasn't supposed to. He was on top of that for sure.
Were you, did you ever get to ride along?
Yeah, I did. I did a couple of times. He would pull up to our house in Detroit in a cop car with his partner. Okay. And I used to be able to ride in the back. So.
And I heard y'all been going grocery shopping together.
No, we don't grocery shop. I just bring stuff from the facility.
Oh, okay, that's even better.
So you're not even grocery shopping.
Bring a little
extra
for dad.
Yeah.
You hit that cafeteria?
You want to try to steak. Yeah. You said what?
You hit that cafeteria. We've heard a lot of good things about that cafeteria. Supposedly, I would be getting takeout after takeout after takeout, just walking out with like 5 foam things.
I mean, it's good. I mean, it's worth the takeout. I'm not going to lie. Like, reheated, all that stuff in the microwave, it tastes about the same. So it's real good.
You know, one of the cool things that's going on in the NFL right now, and I saw this with you, is the international – I guess it's a Heritage Month or whatever, and the players are putting stickers of their heritage on their helmet. And you had a Panamanian sticker on your helmet. Your mother is from Panama. What's the story there?
Yeah, my mother's from Panama. She came to this country about 30 years ago. During the invasion of Panama. So I have a lot of family over in Panama. I don't really have much family in the U.S. So
have you been
in the off season? Yeah, I've been. We used to go every year up until I was about 12 years old. So they haven't seen me since I was 12 years old. So I look a little different. But I plan on going back in the off season and seeing all the family and having a good time. So
that's really cool.
What kind of music does Troy Harrison listen to?
I listen to everything, like literally everything. Like I don't judge. I like country. I like rap. I like R&B. I like it all.
Because
so.
I was asking because our producer Figgy Fig, he hosts a hip hop podcast, and he was playing some stuff the other day, and it was like some Detroit rap, and I was like, what is this new Detroit rap sound?
Oh yeah.
What's going on with that? It almost sounds like it's weird production. It's a weird flow and everything. Are you into that?
That's mainly what I listen to.
Okay. See, Figgy's trying to tell me I'm just an old honky that can't relate, and I'm like, maybe so, because I don't know much about this Detroit.
Little baby
rap.
Face Ray.
What y'all got going
baby
on?
Baby Face Ray, Sada, Autumn. You got to go on YouTube and start typing in some names, man.
Man, I couldn't get through it.
Icewear Vezo.
Vezo, yeah, Vezo. So. Autumn.
So is like Royce the 5'9" like the goat to you? Is he like a? I always hear Detroit people say, "Oh, Royce the 5'9" doesn't get the love he deserves." That's the guy.
he's not the goat to me, but I mean, I respect anybody's opinion.
That's an older generation too. He's up there
that's
with
older,
the Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
older?
Yeah. See, I'm showing myself. This is why I can't relate.
Well,
to
you
the
want
new
me
stuff.
To show myself? I'm thinking Eminem, man. I mean,
man. Yeah, he's older. So now it's a different sound. So
okay.
I heard Detroit. I'm thinking Eminem. That's how old I am, Detroit.
Have you got down? Have you got to get down on some Tex-Mex here?
On some Tex-Mex?
Some Mexican food? Come on, man. You got to do that.
No, I haven't.
Because they don't know about Mexican food up where you played ball and where you're from. Y'all don't know about that. You got to get on that. You got to get on those.
What, man? You ever been to Southwest Detroit?
I've been to Cleveland. I haven't been to South. Y'all got Mexican food in Southwest Detroit?
Go, if you ever get a chance to go to Detroit, go to Southwest Detroit and get you some Mexican food. Man.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You sound convinced. He's convinced.
There's some confidence right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so, but do they have like, so Tex-Mex is like cheese enchiladas, rice, beans, you know, the
fajitas.
Is that what you're talking about, or is it a different kind?
Real Mexican food in Southwest Detroit.
Oh, my God.
Go to Southwest Detroit, go get some Mexican food.
Troy, you're losing me now. No,
I'm telling you. Go to a place called Social Miocas. Go there. You just got to look around, and there's real Mexican food over there, so I promise you.
All right.
Well, I want to get you out of here on this. We enjoy talking to you, Troy. You're doing your thing. One of your fellow rookies, guy that you're in the backfield with, Damian Pierce, he described himself as, "I'm just a country boy. I'm just a country guy." Do you get the country boy feel when you're around Damian Pierce? He seems like he's got a hell of a personality.
You heard him talk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's country, man. We used to say that he needed subtitles when we first met him. So.
Troy, best of luck to you.
Man,
keep
I'm looking
doing
at these
thing,
Detroit
man.
Mexican food restaurants. I got a Xochimilco is the one you're talking about?
Yeah, it starts with an X.
Yeah, Xochimilco.
Okay.
4.4 mm-hmm. stars. I'm going to look at their menu, man.
Yeah, but they're grading on a curve. It's Detroit. Go. They don't know about Mexican food in Detroit, you know.
I'm impressed that you pronounced it right. Because my partner would have said Xochimilco.
Yeah, I don't pronounce it. I don't pronounce the.
That's how you know I really eat there.
It's Xochimilco. You know what? You just gained some real Mexican food credibility. I am Mexican American. And I looked it up.
There you go.
And I was looking for an S, and then I said, well, he couldn't have pronounced that correctly, could he? He did.
I would have said XEO.
No, Xochimilco restaurant.
Oh, man.
All right.
Real deal, man.
On Bagley.
So.
Keep doing your thing, Troy. You're lead blocking for one of the best rookie rushers in the league. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for the advice. Keep doing your thing, man. And before we know it, you'll be a veteran. You won't be nervous for these things, my friend.
Appreciate it. How did I do this time?
You did. You got an A+ this time.
Dude, A+. A+. Xochimilco pronunciation.
Minus the Detroit rap. We'll say A, solid A. No plus.
I got you.
Rap.
I got you A+, man. I'm looking at their menu now. You're right. You pronounced it right. I'm going to give you a Mexican-American card, man.
Awesome.
You
let me
it.
Know when you try that. So
I will. I've been to Detroit. I'm going to go back.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
There you go.
Appreciate you.
Troy Harrison, the
dude,
man.
That's impressive.
Incomparable.
No, that is beyond impressive.
I didn't know how to pronounce Chili Relleno.
You've lived
though.
In Texas your whole life.
Chili Relleno.
And you say Chili Relleno.
I do.
This yes, dude's do. From Detroit, and he said Xochimilco the right way.
Yes, he does. Let's talk to B. Scott, his weekly visit.
He might
visit.
Become my favorite player.
Brandon Scott has turned into something that he has always been against. This season has turned him into something that he never thought he would turn into. And I'm actually pretty proud of him. I think a lot of you can relate coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.